Welcome back to Bit by Bit. My name is Jess. I'm here with Janet.
Hey, guys.
And we are going to be talking about the Nintendo E3 sort of conference, even though they don't technically do E3, but it's
Nintendo Spotlight.
Nintendo Spotlight. There you go. Yeah, so this will be the ending slash finale to our coverage of E3 conferences.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, it's been an exhausting few days, to be honest. Also because we like both work and stuff, so this has been fun. Yeah, but thank you for tuning in and appreciating all of our hard work. So they started off the spotlight with, I keep wanting to call it a conference and I feel like it's not right, the spotlight with Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which was very confusing for me because I was like, I asked Janet, you know, I was like, is this like a remaster of an old game? And I guess it's not. I guess it's new?
Yes, that is my understanding of it.
So I still have a really hard time with that
because Xenoblade Chronicles, it looked really old. Xenoblade X, Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Okay, yeah, so that's weird. I feel like the game looks pretty old, and the dialogue is, like, pretty dated, like, the style of it, and...
Yeah, I didn't notice this the first time I watched it, but the second time watching it, you know, just, like, 2 seconds ago, I'm like, yeah, it looks... Yeah, I could see that.
It looks kind of old. Also, I just need to talk for a second about Pyra, I think that's her name, her boobs. Why do they look like that? They look crazy. Anyway, sorry, but it was just, like...
Can you just expand on what you mean by that?
They were, like way too big and way too round, and there was, like, too much of a gap in between her boobs. And even when she was, like, falling through the sky.
Yeah.
Normally, if you're falling through the sky, I'm sorry, like, if this is not how you thought that boobs worked, they don't keep their shape like that. They're part
and
of their
really
body.
And she has really supportive armor.
Yes, because armor also form-fits around your boobs.
Yeah, it's also
right.
Weird.
That's how armor works.
You would die if that was the case, I think. They talked about that on
the
Let's Play Games.
No, they talked about that. It would kill you. Anyway... So
they were weird
I was
looking.
Really baffled by that. That's one of the reasons why I thought it was so old. I was like, yeah, that's like old video game boobs. Like, that's how they look in old video games. So I don't know why they look like that. Anyway, it really bothered me. I couldn't stop, like, focusing on that because I was like, they look so odd. Anyway, whatever. So before I kind of wanted to play Xenoblade Chronicles, and I almost kind of feel like this trailer made me not want to play Xenoblade Chronicles, which
the
is
the dialogue's
weird.
A little hokey. But I think I've heard really good things about the gameplay,
me
though.
Me too.
And that's, you know what, honestly... That's a lot of video games. Like, I mentioned it to Jess as, like, being, like, an RPG or JRPG kind of, like, tendency. But honestly...
I don't think so.
There's a lot of games that I'm playing where, you know, they try to, like, rock the story. And the story's not good. Like, we're like,
good.
The lines are bad.
To
it's
be
embarrassing.
Honest,
to
be completely honest, and this is not just because this is something I would love to do with my life. Game companies need to hire more writers. Not, like get your poor game developer who's already only sleeping 3 hours a night and say, hey, you're also in charge of this plot now, and then make them cry. Okay, like hire a writer. I'm just saying, you should need to do that because some of the stories in video games are not very good. Some of the dialogue is not very good, which makes me sad.
A lot of dialogue's not very good.
I think it's
because, well, maybe once again, whole other video topic or podcast topic, but I think it's because, like, what the plots that video games are surrounded by are always really dramatic and over the top, so the writing never knows how to, like, be grounded in more realism. Like, it just gets awkward. Like, it's like I know we're trying to save the world, but, like, we don't have to be like, I don't know, the world needs you and, like,
yelling things about hope all the time.
Yeah,
like, oh my goodness,
it gets a little weird. So,
yeah, so I was really turned off by the Xenoblade Chronicles thing. I thought it was a weird way to start, but okay.
Holiday 2017.
Yeah, but then it came back with Kirby coming out in 2018, and it looks so good. It looks so good.
I love Kirby.
I can't wait to play. I cannot wait to play. I'm so pumped up.
Briefly, what is your background with Kirby? What games have?
Well, you know, I always main Kirby on Super Smash Brothers, and then I had this game when I was a kid on the Super Nintendo that was, like, Kirby Golf. And it was an amazing game.
I didn't even know Kirby had a golf game with his little arms, little tiny arms. Was he golfing? Or was he, like, the golf ball?
I think he was the golf ball.
This was
one of my first video games.
He seems more like a golf ball.
I was playing this game when I was, like, 5.
Type thing.
It was amazing. It was one of the only games we had. I played it a lot. Like, a lot.
I gotta check that out.
I think he was the golf ball. Or it was some sort of, it was a sports based Kerbeam. I'm pretty sure it was golf. It was some crazy obstacle course golf, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think something amazing about Kirby, and I'm sure there were, like, you know, like, I don't want to say diehard Kirby fans, so that's kind of weird, but, like, I'm sure there are people that have played, like, every game of the Kirby series. I'm definitely not one of those people, but I have played several of the games. I had, just off the top of my head, like, I finally got with, I have the NES Mini, and I'm playing that Kirby game. I've kind of put that on hold to finish Mario 64, replaying that. But I love that game. It's been, like, every, to me, every Kirby game I've played, they've only been good. There's, like, yeah, good Kirby, solid. And then better Kirby. There's, like, no bad Kirby game. Like, they're all, and, you know, I can see Kirby maybe not being someone's taste, which, you know, I can't argue with that, that's their taste, but I think if, like I said, I don't feel like there's been a bad one. They're just different levels of good. Like, mm-hmm. They're, like, all just really good. So I've played, like, you know, a little bit of Mass Attack, I think it was called, on the DS, where you had, like, a bunch of Kirbys, and then I played Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, if I'm getting that tower right, on the... I believe that was a Wii U game. It might have been, like, a Wii that you could play on the Wii U. I think it was a Wii U game, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. And I played a couple other ones as well. Of course, my first time playing Kirby was, like, on the Game Boy Pocket, and it was just... Shoot, what is the name of it? It's, like, a classic name. You know, like, the one... Back when he was white. Like, back when he was, like, still white.
I don't know.
It has, like, the thing with the tree on the cover, too, and, you know, the classic tree. But I don't remember the name of that game, even though it's, like...
Well, it's
I'll remember it later. But, yeah. So, my point is, I am always excited about Kirby. And I'm, like, all I've wanted is, like, a Kirby Switch game. All I ever want is a Kirby game. So, I was just really excited about it. I mean, Kirby's always great. Always reinventing himself and being all weird. Because, like, Kirby's, like, literally everything and anything. And I love it. Yeah, and it's so cute. It's such a cute-looking game. And it looks great on the Switch.
Yeah, and it looked like there was some multiplayer options in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that might have been.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, so I'm excited to see how it functions. It looks beautiful. It looks like the gameplay's really awesome, and I'm definitely going to get it.
No, we got to wait till 2018, though. But that'll be okay. Wait. We're not that far
There's
away.
There's stuff to do in the meantime. Yeah, so another thing they mentioned, kind of briefly, they went to the Pokemon Company, and they did, you know, kind of mention that they had already announced the Pokemon Tournament thing, and then... there's also going to be an RPG game developed by Game Freak for Pokemon on the Switch. So I was wondering, is that kind of going to be like Pokemon XD, Pokemon Colosseum, or do they meet? That's got to be it, right?
I think it's,
that's the only kind of stuff that they normally do on consoles.
It's Pokemon Stars. But they didn't say that, so why didn't they say it? I think it's Pokemon Stars.
Oh, is that what they were referring to? It was ambiguous because they were like, oh, they're developing
Pokemon. They were ambiguous,
like, why didn't they just say the actual thing that they'd already...
It is hard to tell with Nintendo because here's the thing. I feel like they're just like, I love Nintendo, but there's so many things they don't get right. And it's they're true. Also like, you know, like, they're weird. They're like a... They're just weird. They're like, well, they're the ultimate, like, fuckboy video game company.
Yeah,
and by that, totally. I mean, they're just, like, so, like, ambiguous and weird, and they, like, won't tell you no, but they just won't say anything and just ghost on you. Like, Nintendo's the person that, like, well, they will leave you on read. That is Nintendo. And they kind of left us on read with that one. So,
yeah.
What I mean by that, obviously, is that, like, my understanding is, and if this isn't true, they are making a big mistake. My understanding is this is going to be the first, like, mainline Pokemon game, because they described it as the mainline Pokemon series. So by mainline, I mean, like, the kind of games you'd see on 3DS or handheld on the Switch. And if
is
that's
that what
not...
they said during the Nintendo...
Spotlight?
No, not the Spotlight. The one where they do their own...
Oh, no. They didn't even talk about Pokemon other than Pokemon Tournament. Like, they mentioned Pokemon Tournament, and that's they're like, we have a Pokemon announcement, and they're like, Pokemon Tournament.
I definitely do not think they should bring the main series to the Switch.
I have mixed feelings about it. I want it. I want it on the Switch.
No, it's a handheld game. Classic.
I know, but...
But why?
Because the Switch is also a handheld.
Not really. Also, I'm not going to take that shit on the train. I'm just not going to do it.
I think
if I can't take it on the train, I'm not going to put Pokemon on it.
But then the question is, too, then, which I'm not against the idea of, like, never putting it on a console, but I think when this... If you're going to put it on any console, it has to be this one. I don't think people were saying this for the Wii U or the GameCube or anything, because, like... It'd be weird, because we need it portable.
It'd be less weird if they did it now, but it would still be pretty weird. We already have the 3DS. Why don't just keep continuing with the handle? I think the 3DS is going to be fine. I think you've been saying this for a long time, and I think it's not.
Well, how much longer do you, realistically, how much longer do you think they're going to be putting out new games for it? I think
the handhelds will continue to live on. I don't think Switch is going to
make a new handheld?
Yeah, I think handhelds are just going to keep going.
I think they might, but...
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
We already have handhelds. We don't need Pokemon.
I think if anything, this is a sign that they're going to kill the 3DS. This is all it's telling me. That they're just like, putting it on the, it's gonna die. Because that's one of the main driving things of the 3DS, especially now, especially today. With, like, if you're hesitant about, or if you're, like, have a Switch and you're, like, ready to throw your 3DS out the window, which I think, honestly, is the case for a good amount of people, even people that love the 3DS, like, I love the 3DS, but I'm not looking to...
people
want to
throw their 3DS out the
window. I mean, not literally, I'm being dramatic. Both.
They're two completely different things. It's just, like, I've always had.
Yeah, well, we've had this argument a lot, and we can't really fully...
Yeah, because it's...
flesh it out until you get a Switch. Though, honestly, with you, I think you will still use your 3DS, only because you're going to share your Switch with Catherine, and Catherine's going to be playing Breath of the Wild all the time.
Most people share their console, their Switches with
people. But when it's a handheld... But it's a console and a handheld.
But most people aren't going to get their own Switch.
Definitely
people not now, because there's like hardly any
available. Well, no, it would be hard. But since it's a handheld, it's not like... That's what makes it different. I'm not... Because it's just, like, a different thing.
Okay.
But the point of this is, I think it's a bad sign for the 3DS and future gens if they are releasing a mainline Pokemon on the Switch. However, we don't know what this is. I doubt they're going to make a new...
That's not how they phrased it. I thought it was going to be something more like Pokemon Coliseum, Pokemon XD.
I don't think so. I thought that, too. But the other weird thing is, too, it's, like, if this is a mainline, like, traditionally mainline Pokemon game... How many times do you want me to buy Pokemon Sun and Moon? Because we have Pokemon Sun and Moon, Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon. Is this Pokemon Stars?
That's pretty normal. They, like, do that normally with the Ultras.
It is, but if they're putting it on a console,
they're gonna put it on the Switch.
Yeah, if they're putting it on a console, I doubt it's like a new. You know, it's just, it's all very strange because we don't know what's happening. Because they don't say what's happening.
Since they already even recently announced Sun and Moon Ultra on the 3DS, I think that's a good sign that that's
just
not going out the window right now anyway.
Oh, for the 3DS?
Yeah but they just
makes this weird. Because it's like, there's just a lot of ambiguity because they didn't say anything.
I guess so. My automatic assumption is it's not a mainline Pokemon game. Or else they would have said mainline Pokemon game. They said RPG. They've had Pokemon RPGs that are not the mainline before on consoles. That's the tradition.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess we'll see. But that was my understanding of... You guys can go ahead and let us know in the comments what you think or, like, what your understanding of that was. But
in addition to that, let me know what your, like, thoughts are on perception. I think, for me, I don't really get too angry about stuff when it comes to this kind of thing because, like, I mean, I don't know. It's wasted energy. But my vibe is that I think people will be angry / disappointed if it's not... We'll call it Pokemon Stars, because that's kind of the rumor, right? If it's not Pokemon Stars, which is, you know, Pokemon Sun and Moon before the Switch, I think people will be upset. Because, and I think, even though you shouldn't get too upset over any of this, because, you know, take it all with, you know, it's not a big deal. But I think rightfully so, because they're being, like, so vague about it. Like, I think it's unwise for Nintendo to tease this idea. You know people have it in their head this is happening. Even though they've never said it. It's not Nintendo's fault. They never said they do Stars. We made it up as fans, and we want it.
Right. I don't want it.
Well, fans in general want it. Like, a lot of fans... I mean, you can't deny that... Are you, like, denying that people are vocal about wanting Stars? Like, you can kind of still accept that a lot of people want Stars, right? Even if you don't...
I haven't heard that much
really?
About it.
Really? I've heard nothing but it. Okay. Oh, anyway. But there are... Let's say 50%. Like, half or something. There's a good amount of people that want Stars. I think if you don't... If you're not going to do Stars, you should just be clear about it with something like this. It's weird to tease an RPG and not just, like... I don't know. It's a very awkward time. Okay.
So we spent, like, way too long on Pokemon.
I know.
Pokemon,
but it's, like, very...
Sure.
It's, like, really weird because they said
it's
something.
It's frustrating how Nintendo goes about releasing these kind of things, which is fine.
Yeah. And no title, no nothing. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah. Why even, like, have this guy come on and talk about it?
I know. And he had his, like, blank paper. He's like, we're working on something. It's like, yo, that paper's blank. Okay. Anyway. It'll be interesting how this pans out, and we'll have, like, you know, future conversations on... What we feel
sure.
about it.
Yeah, so Metroid Prime 4, I thought was interesting.
Yes.
I was glad they announced it and, like, let people know.
And it had a title.
But it was also a little weird they didn't have any, like, content for it. I'm okay with that. But speaking of, though, it's, like, a little weird of a contrast of, like, you won't tell us the name of anything what you're doing with Pokemon, but over here saying, oh, yeah, Metroid Prime 4 is coming, but we're not going to have any gameplay.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a weird contrast. But, I mean, I'm glad they announced it. I think it's really great that it's in development.
I know. Oh, my God. We've been on Metro for so long.
Yeah.
So long.
I mean, and there's not too much to say on that because they didn't show us anything.
Yeah.
But and there's another thing they have coming to the 3DS.
Yeah, so, but it's not the same game.
No.
So
they have
a
Metroid coming. That's another point.
It's a good sign.
Continued programming.
I'm not trying to kill
the
3DS. I'm just saying that.
I'm not going to try to kill a 3DS.
I'm just saying. Not going to lie, I wouldn't mind if it died and everything was on Switch. I wouldn't mind because I like my Switch more than my 3DS. But that being said, 2D Metroid, though, was kind of a blend of, like, I should have had you watch the trailer that they had for the 3DS, which this is another weird choice on Nintendo's part. I don't know about you, Jess, but typically I watch Nintendo's, like, Direct, Conference, Spotlight, whatever. Like, that's what I watch for E3. And sometimes I'll watch some Treehouse, but usually not. It's so long. It's like hours.
I don't
long.
Have time for that. I got work.
It's very long. Like, you know? But not even that. It's just so, it's like indefinitely long. If it,
yeah.
If it was like an hour of Treehouse, I'd watch it.
Sure.
But like.
Because
like,
I can sit down for an hour and watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Since it's separated from like their like conference, I never really check it out. And that's like, I guess, where they announced it. Like, I had to find out through Twitter that this was a thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did you not? And this is like a big deal.
It's just a little weird that they went out and made reference of it.
That it's just. Nintendo's just really shifty and weird, and I don't know what's going on ever, but I like their games, and I'm down. But, so they have a 3DS Metroid game coming, and that they did have a trailer for, had a little bit of gameplay in there, and I'm excited about that, because that is actually my favorite Metroid, and a nice thing about this, too, is since it's kind of, since it is, like, 2D Metroid more, like, I'm not looking for it to be... It does make sense for it to be on the 3DS if anything would be on the 3DS because it's not as, like, graphically demanding. Not that the Switch is mind-blowing graphically, but it's just a little more... It has a good home on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for the platform. So as much as I would actually like to also see this on my Switch because I'm just ready to be all switched in, I'm going to get it because I love Metroid. So that's great. I mean, this is like people have been wanting Metroid games forever.
So nice.
And I love Metroid. Samus is one of the greatest female characters ever. Granted, there's not a whole lot of lead characters to even compare her against, but I'm just excited to see this because I love Metroid. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So we got two really cute games to look at for this spotlight. We had Kirby earlier, and then there's also Yoshi, which is also coming out in 2018.
Yes.
So that also looked equally adorable, and there were some mechanics going on as far as, like, knocking stuff over, and mm-hmm. there's sort of this, like, sense of, like, 2D becoming 3D, like, so you have, like a, it was weird, and also the flipping of the maps, like, there's a lot of map manipulation going on.
I wonder if there is a word for this, and, I'll look into this later just to see what people, the term people use to describe this, like, kind of mechanical function in a game, but there's this thing that I've seen in a couple games now, and honestly, I never get sick of it. And it's where, because it's just so cool, it's where, like, you have your main environment that you see on screen, and then you can, like, either flip things or go behind something that you wouldn't normally be able to. And games do it in a couple of ways. Like, Rayman and Donkey Kong on the 3DS, and on the Wii U, I think, does it where they have, like, a foreground and a background, and you can, like, cannon to the background, and you can, like, springboard into the background. So Rayman and Donkey Kong both do, like, the background-foreground, at least in a couple iterations recently. And then, like, the whole flipping thing, that's very, like, that's Yoshi, that's Wakamele, there's a new indie game called Flipping Death that's gonna be out that's, like, has, like, you know, the multiple worlds or multiple environments. I always love that. It just gives you, like, so much to explore, and it's a really nice way to put, like, you know, if you have collectibles, you can, like, hide the collectibles there or have extra things there or, like, secret areas. But I just always like that, like, function. You know, I don't know if some people maybe get sick of it, but I always love that. It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It definitely looks like it has a lot going on. So that's another one I'm going to try out. For me, it's a little weird because, as you know, I haven't, like, played a lot of, like, the main Nintendo titles. Like, mm-hmm. You know, didn't grow up on them, so I had just some of the ones I had when I was a kid, and then I mostly played, like, RPGs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, off, you know, off of the Nintendo line. So, I did play a few here and there, like, I played, you know, Super Mario Sunshine and stuff like that, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, it'll be interesting to get kind of back into, like, Kirby, Yoshi, that sort of thing, because it's not, there's, like, this huge gap between, like, the 90s and then now, for me. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty pumped about that,
yeah,
and this is a good time to get into
it. Yeah, and there are two franchises, Kirby, Yoshi, that, you know, they're really weird, like, with the power-ups you can use. I know at one point, like, Yoshi was, like, pushing a little cart, and then at one point he was, like, wearing a dinosaur head, and then, and, you know, Yoshi can classically, like, this old-school Yoshi could, like, turn into a helicopter and stuff if you play, like, the really old games on, like, the SNES and the NES, or maybe the SNES, but, because I don't think they had Yoshi on the NES, but, yeah, so, adorable, Paper Mario vibes.
Yep.
Cute. Dynamic.
Paper Mario is another one I've played.
And Yoshi, much... I don't know how Kirby's multiplayer goes, but Yoshi definitely has a multiplayer option. What I love about Yoshi games is that you can do it or you don't have to. And they, I think they play really well both ways. I'm still working my way through Woolly World with my brother, slowly but surely, and it's been a really fun time.
That's so great. So we had another kind of Okay, so Xenoblade Chronicles and Fire Emblem. So Fire Emblem Warriors was what was announced. Yes. And those two I hear mentioned, like, in the same breath a lot.
Me too, yep.
Yeah, like, kind of go hand in hand together, which I get because I can see they're very stylistically similar. Also not excited about Fire Emblem Warriors, though.
It's the dialogue. It's not very good.
Yeah.
But I've also heard really good things about both those franchises.
Me too. So I want to get into them. I will try these games. I don't have high hopes right now based on what I... If I saw this trailer, like, back... Like, a while ago, I'd be like, yeah, but now I'm like, okay. Like, it's a little weird that it feels like I feel like I'm watching something from a long time ago. So, and they're both really long series. And yeah. But also, part of it might be that some of these games originate in Japan. So maybe these games already came out in Japan earlier? I don't know. I don't follow these games or these series very well, but I know there's some games that we don't see in the United States for a long time.
I'm not sure on that either.
So it's possible that these are kind of older games, and now we're just now seeing them in the United States. Either way, they look a little to me, but I'll try them out because I've heard everyone recommends them, so there's got to be something really great about them. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So,
yeah. For me, I'm kind of just... I've kind of just accepted that they're, like, not... games I'll really play, but so maybe way down the line, but it's just,
I kind of miss this,
it's a big franchise.
For a good chunk of time when I was like late elementary like and middle mm-hmm. school, I played I was really into like Final Fantasy, I was really into the Tales series, like Tales of the Abyss, you know, Tales of, you know, Suspiria, I think was one of them. So I was really into those for a while, and I played a couple other like standalone titles that uh-huh. were kind of subpar, so I don't remember. And I kind of miss those. It's like of a similar, like, I guess for a while I was really into like that whole scene of everything. So like the JRPGs, and then also I was really into like, you know, reading the mangas and watching the animes and everything. And so they just kind of like fell off with that entirely, mm-hmm. like around high school. And so now I'm like, I don't know, I'm jonesing a little. You know?
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's
really
fun
to get back into some of these
series.
It's fun
to have a franchise that like you have, and it's like, this is the thing I play, and it's just the thing I follow and the thing I do. It's, you know, it makes, to me, like, my gaming life just, like, a little nicer. Because, like, and it's good. I think everyone should have some franchises that they can cling to. And for me, like, a lot of these Nintendo ones are those, you know, like, the Metroids, the Kirbys, Yoshi. Because, like, and the nice thing, too, is, like, you can play them and, like, you know, like, kind of rate them against the other ones. There's just more of, like, a nice context to it. So, getting back into those would probably be, you know, a cool experience.
Yeah, so Xenoblade Chronicles, Fire Emblem, good place to start.
Yeah.
I hope they're not as bad as they looked in
the I feel like
the
gameplay probably is good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
The dialogue is not as good.
No, not very good. And so they also talked about some Zelda DLC. Which was, you were right, we were watching it, and it was, like, a little ambiguous as to... Nintendo's, like, not great with this kind of stuff. A little ambiguous as to, like, what each...
I guess no one did DLC explanation well this year. Because
yeah,
they just didn't talk
about
it.
But I'm sure they talked about it in the Treehouse.
Yeah, probably. I'll give them that.
The thing is, I guess I would say maybe I would switch up the way I consume Nintendo news during E3 season.
Yeah.
For next year. Because I feel like there was, like, really not a lot going on for the Spotlight. Probably just because it's a Spotlight, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But still, because it's sort of, like, compared to the E3 other conferences and stuff, so they seem like they go together, but honestly, I feel like there's probably so much from the Treehouse that
we
don't get with the Spotlight.
I think it is still, though, like, not that you're saying it's not, but I think it's still fair to compare them, because I think they are very much in the same vein, and I think, you know, all the other games, too, like, they're still, like, further things they do in terms of gameplay as well, like, more, like, deep dives, or just other journalists kind of digging into it, so, Nintendo Treehouse is cool, but it's just, you know, so long, and I want to watch all of that.
Yeah, I wish
and
there was a more, like, an easier way to view Treehouse
and
updates.
Honestly, I think my critique of the presentation, the Breath of the Wild DLC, was that I think they could have just used a little bit of text overlay.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to be a hard mode included in one of the DLC packs, and I know that you get extra shrines and an extra, like, quest line and, like, a couple other things. Like, these are things we kind of already knew about, but, like, for me, especially, because I know, like, Jess, you've seen a bit of Breath of the Wild, but I know you haven't, like, played it, because you don't have a Switch yet, and you don't have the Wii U.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
So, let me skip two of this, and okay, well, it's whatever, but no one got the Wii U, so it's not crazy that you didn't get it either, but no one loved the Wii U. I like the Wii U, but
I would have got the Wii U. I couldn't afford to buy a Wii U.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, there was really no point in buying, because it was already, like, once you kind of got around to, like, at least for me as, like, a traditionally, like, late console adapter, like, I often don't get them when they come out, like, the reason I didn't get it personal with you is because I'm like, I think this thing's about to die, and then they killed it. So, you know,
that's a good call.
I get it. But since you don't have either of those, I know you haven't played it, but like for me, you know, having played it but not beaten it, it was also like confusing because I'm like, okay, so this is already in the main game. So is this, like, the hard mode of the thing, or is this someone out? Like, where are we? It was just...
Right, right.
It just wasn't, like, super, like, well-defined for me.
Yeah. But on the whole, I'm excited that there are DLCs coming, and I'm excited the season pass is so cheap.
Do you think you're... I know you haven't, like, played the game yet, but do you think are you going to get the season pass?
Yeah, as long as they still let you get it after the DLCs have come out. Because I know with Fallout, there was kind of an issue with that.
That's true. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I know for me, I'm not sure if I want to get the DLCs. Yeah, they do look good, but I think at that point it might be time to just for me to move on to a new game. Like, I've only beaten two of the Divine Beasts, and I'm, like, 60 hours in. So, I don't, you know, I need to play other games. I love the game, but I might not get it for that reason. But, yeah, I also am concerned if what the purchasing looks like after. But
yeah.
But it looked good.
Yeah,
it looked
fun. Definitely. Yeah, so there was a little bit of talk about Rocket League for the Switch. Jemma doesn't like Rocket League, and I never played it.
I think it's awful.
I know a lot of people who like
it. Yell at me on the internet. I think it's bad, and I can tell you why I think it's bad. So we'll talk about that at some point if y'all are interested.
Yeah, to me, I thought it looked like fun, but I never played it, so I don't know how the mechanics of it really run, you know? I thought it looked kind of,
it just like, to be fun.
Like a fun party game.
I thought it looked like, so I guess I will very, very briefly talk about it. Before playing it, I'm like, it's cool. It's like, you know, soccer good, cars good. It felt like soccer twisted metal. I'm like, let's do it. And then I, like, got it. Once again, that shout out to Xbox Gold for letting me realize I don't like games. Because I got it on there, played it free for the weekend. Or it was free for the weekend, I think, at one point. I hated it. I feel like it controls poorly. The ball moves in a really weird way. It's like you're basically playing with a big beach ball. Like, it's a soccer ball, but it like,
kind of
physics-wise, it's like, it acts like a beach ball. It doesn't even bounce. It, like, floats in the sky.
Oh, weird.
And I played it with my brother, so it was split screen. I don't know where anything is. It hurts my eyes. It all moves really fast. You gotta turn everything around. And granted, I will say this. It's possible that I just suck too much to enjoy it. I'll entertain that thought. But I also then watched, I put, like, the computers up really high to see, like, what a good player looks like. They honestly look like a slightly better version of what I was already doing, so I just don't see, like, what makes the game good or fun, and, like, maybe you just gotta get really good at it, but I'm like, how long do I have to play this game that I hate to get good enough to, it was just not for me, and it's crazy, though, very popular, so, you know, cool for, I'm sure a lot of people that follow Rocket League and love the Switch are really hyped about this, but for me, I'm like,
what's nice is you can play with people on other consoles. I love that it's starting to become more of a thing now. Like, this is not the first time this has happened. Like,
ending console, the console segregation in terms of online play.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Mostly because, in general, I hope this becomes the norm. Because my brother and I both have Xbox Ones, and my sister Sam has a PS4. It really makes our life hard.
Yeah.
And even, like, later, it's I'm like,
the iPhone and Android thing. You try to do a group message, and you're like, I can't talk to you on this. It's just all different colors.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Yeah. Because even if I get a PS4, there's some games my sister already has on the PS4, and I already have on the Xbox One. I'm not going to get it again.
Yeah.
I just want to play with you.
It's just a lot. Yeah.
So it's dumb. But I'm glad it's starting to change a bit. But overall, this was great. And they ended on such a positive note. For the most part, with a minor caveat or two. But Super Mario Odyssey looks amazing. And it's coming out so soon.
Just in time to be considered for Game of the Year 2017. Calling it here and now.
You really think it's going to beat out Breath of the Wild? I'm curious. I haven't played either,
honestly,
obviously. But
yeah, I think it has a strong shot. I think it's the only game that, granted, I am a big Mario fan, big Nintendo fan girl, I'll admit it, but I don't think that makes it so that I can't, you know, judge the things.
For
I know
sure.
Some people are like, you just love it. I'm like,
it's good. Yeah.
Good. Okay. But yeah, I think it's a strong contender. I know for me personally, like my own personal preference, I think it might win, but that's obviously, like, I have the bias of, I love platformers. But I really, really do like Breath of the Wild, and it's super well designed. So honestly, 2017 is going to be a good year regardless. But yeah, I think it's the only game that could maybe go up against it. I loved this game already. Loved it last year. I guess the caveat just mentioned, just to kind of touch on that briefly, is I know, you know, some people on the internet, and I might actually do a write up on this just because I think there is something to talk about there in terms of, you know, like, which is, it sounds so weird because, like, it's Mario, it's a cartoon, it's whatever. It's not, like, a big social game, like, in terms of commentary. But I know a lot of people were kind of like, you know, like, do we have to do, like, the poncho sombrero thing? Like, I know the theme is, like, Southwest. It has, like, you know, the Mexican-inspired thing. But I know some people are kind of not a big fan of, like, having that in there because it's just, like, such an old, like, I don't know. Like, we're kind of beyond that at this point. Like, and obviously, hey, it's Mario. I mean, he has this, like, very, like, Italian accent. I mean, if you play Mario 64, granted, very old game, if he falls asleep, he's, like, oh, pasta. Like, he, like, says that in his sleep. It's, like, you know, that's kind of racist, that's right?
Like, stereotypical. Weird, right?
Yeah. It's very stereotypical, but,
So, I mean, that was, it was, for me, it was unfortunate to see. I was kind of surprised, just because it's, I mean, it's 2017, so I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, and it's,
it's, like, not, like, game ending, you know?
Exactly. No, not, not even close.
But,
yeah. It's a little weird.
I found it a little frustrating. I also noticed, as
the,
this really annoys me. I'm like, what is this, Final Fantasy X? Anyway, so, like, it's like, it looked like Peach was being, like, force married off.
And if you look at the Amiibo
that came
out.
What is this, Mulan
2? The Amiibo that came out, too, it's Mario with his hand out, you know, his wedding. They're all dressed for a wedding, which a lot of people have been joking about, like, the end of the game, they just all get married to each other. It's a polyamorous wedding.
Big group marriage.
Yeah. But it's Mario, like, reaching his hand to, like, you know, almost for, like, hand in marriage for Peach. And it's Bowser also doing the same gesture. And she's in the middle, and she's kind of like this. She doesn't look like she's having a great time, you know? It's like, but...
Shocker.
We know it's, like, you know, Peach, damsel in distress, like, you know, freaking invented the
trope. But for me, this, I find this really frustrating because I love Peach. I love Peach. My phone screensavers of Peach. Peach is awesome. I always main Peach when I'm, you know, playing Mario Kart. Like, I love Peach so much.
Peach is really cool.
And it makes me so mad that Peach is constantly this damsel in distress.
They've just never, they've just, and
you can rethink the way you do things. Like, it's been a long time. Let's go.
It's funny, too, because, you know, as much as I agree with that, I definitely, I'm not necessarily looking for, like, Peach to have a breakout moment,
you know?
No, me
neither.
You
know? I know, I don't need her to be, okay, honestly, this is, I'm gonna be really real with you now. Mm-hmm. I do not need Peach to be a strong female character. I just need her not to be a shitty-ass weak female character. I need you to be kind of a neutral in-between female character.
Something, too, is, you know, I've always wanted, like, yeah, like, either neutral or, you know, just see Peach
something
get her...
a little bit normal?
Get her own game or something where she's not
where
just
she's
crying.
Where she's not crying, and, right. And being emotional and, like, having mood swings. Yeah.
Yeah, and just to kind of close up the whole, like, the whole poncho thing, I think it's a very complicated thing, which is why I think I want to write an article about it, because, and
that'd
I'm not
going
to get into it here, because it's just too long, but, because it's like, oh, what's the big deal? It's like, that's still, like, traditional garb, but it's like, yeah, but no one really wears that, but also, like, it's always worn as kind of like a... Oh, look, it's, like, crazy. And it's, like, it's just weird. It's just kind of weird. So I'll leave it at that as it being weird. If you, you know, I'll write something up longer form about that. But so moving away from, like, those quick little social tidbits on that, because that's always, like, a little bit on the back of your mind. I think if you consume media, just because, especially with a trailer, because you're, like, analyzing all the things. So now that we got that out of the way, holy crap. This game
is... It looks awesome.
Amazing looking. And I've known from, like, the last trailer that I'm like, holy cow, Sandbox Mario? To me, Sandbox Mario was the best Mario. Like, I'm down for a good platformer, tight-knit, you know, it's good level design. But to me, like, Sandbox Mario is my favorite. You know, Super Mario 64 Mario, Sunshine Mario.
Yeah, so much fun.
Galaxy Mario, even though I didn't play those because I didn't like the Wiimote. So I just skipped those because you had to use the Wiimote and this is the only way you can play it. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it. But I've heard that's awesome too. So, and I, much like a couple of these Nintendo IPs, we got Kirby, you know, Yoshi, Mario. I love how they're, like, down to get weird.
Yeah, like, for sure. Super strange.
Yeah, like, it's like, so he has this hat with the eyes and, like, the hat is a weapon. He can, like, throw it like a boomerang. But it also can possess other things, like... You know, he's a dinosaur, he's a car, he's another freaking human being, he's a Goomba, he's Bullet Bill. Like, I didn't know that I've always wanted to be Bullet Bill, but I've always wanted to be Bullet Bill. He's a dinosaur. I think I might have already said that. It's awesome.
It's worth mentioning twice.
Yeah, and the worlds look gorgeous. Like, you know.
It's such a strange, weird concept, this whole game.
Oh, yeah, like the wedding and the bosses, too. I was watching a little bit of, like, the kind of treehouse stuff and, like, the bosses are like Bowser's evil wedding planning committee, like, crew. Like, he hired an evil wedding planning
firm. So you're gonna fight, like, an evil florist?
And you, like, fight, like, the evil, like, wedding planner person, basically. And they're, like, bunnies. It's, like, crazy. It's so crazy.
In some ways, I'm glad that it's not just, like, Bowser sitting in this castle and Peach is behind him, like, you know? Like, I guess
I like that
there's some end game for Bowser, I guess. But, like, so I guess that's fine-ish, you know?
Right, like, it's a little weird.
There's a stream of purpose through it,
I guess. Yeah, like, it's... Yeah. And I honestly, like, I think Mario's always been a little weird with the whole, like, Bowser Peach dynamic, because I know in one game, I forgot which game this was, it was like he like they got she got kidnapped by the Koopa kids because they thought like she was their mom. Like, it was just weird. Like, they just get weird with that stuff.
You just go with all the feminine tropes, right? You gotta be wife, gotta be a mom, gotta be
yeah, it's just like a whole bunch of things, but a whole mess of stuff. But anyway, so plot wise, I mean, this is a Mario game, so I'm not really looking for a whole lot of there, but I'm still curious. I'm a little curious on how it pans out. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Are we trying to marry Peach?
I'm more interested in for
is
Mario.
The end a wedding? Like, do we stop a wedding? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it'll be good. And I think it's a lot more interesting the game mechanics in this than the story.
Yeah.
I'd never go to a Mario game
for
a story.
And I think if you are, that's
you
like
you need to play a different game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still fun to like maybe talk about the story. Like, I mean, I'm talking about
it's
now,
interesting,
but it's not
what you go to it for.
Yeah,
this is gonna be great because the mechanics are strange and fun and new, and like the whole concept is new. And
I think. Yeah, I think my favorite Mario story is probably the Sunshine one, though, and I think he's a criminal, and
that's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
And they're all, like, really rude to him, yeah.
Yeah. And that one doesn't really involve Peach in it in a weird way, so.
Well, and she's there, but.
Yeah, but she's not, like.
I think she gets
she
kidnapped
taken
once,
a couple
yeah.
times by
once
the Shadow Mario.
Once or twice, you gotta go take him.
Yeah, she goes, Mario! And then
and it's, like, so annoying, and you run for, like, 10 minutes sometimes because you can't catch this guy.
I know, and he, like, stops
like,
and he's going.
Can you just, like, can we pause?
You can spray him with them. Oh, and here's another thing I love about this. With this direction they're taking Odyssey in, because I, like I said, I love Sunshine. It's one of my favorite Mario games. And in that one, you have Flood. And Flood is, like, both your weapon and also, like, a vehicle for transportation and also kind of, like, a friend. And I love that this hat is taking on that role as well.
Yeah. It's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, it's, like, just super cool. I mean, they're doing some stuff with, like, instead of, like, the red coins or whatever, you have, like, these purple coins that have different shapes, it seems like, for different areas. Mm-hmm. You know, there just seems to be, like, also just a really big breadth of places, which I feel like is kind of new to a Mario game, other than 64. Because I love Sunshine, it's a great game, and I can't speak to Galaxy because I didn't play it. But Sunshine, like, obviously it was united by the environment was, near the sea. It was, like, watery.
It's like
island, yeah. It was an island environment, and every, like, different level you went in basically was that, except for the crazy platforming ones where you didn't have Flood. Which also I hated because I was used to having Flood and I couldn't jump anymore and it sucked. But this looks just so crazy dynamic. You have the city, you have like a snowy area, you have like that southwest area, you have like, and that's just a couple of the areas that they showed us. We don't even know.
There could be so many more.
And I love like the, you go into like the warp pipe that makes you 2D Mario.
Very cool.
And then you're doing like, the 2D platforming. It's just like, holy cow, there's so much in this. Mm-hmm. It seems super cool. It comes out October 27th. Which is surprisingly early. I thought this would be a Christmas bundle. So I'm kind of curious as to, like, what are they doing for holiday? Like, what's with that? Like, it's weird.
They might still bundle it for Christmas.
Yeah,
items.
It seems like just, like, an early release for, like, the Christmas season, you know? You think you'd... I always picture November.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I mean, I'll take
it.
Earlier. Yeah, so I'm already planning, like, in my mind, that's a Friday. I'm hot. I don't know what job I will be at that point, but I am 100% taking that day off. Like, I need to take the day off. Midnight releasing this. I'm so excited for it. But I already knew about this game, so it's not, like, that big of a deal because I already knew about it. But it was
nice
to see
to
more.
See some gameplay.
And now we know what the hat is because that was kind of my big question. I'm like, what's with the hat?
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that was, you know, that was E3, guys. It was exhausting.
Yeah, and there's so many games. I know this is, we're not doing an official, like, you know, close out E3 video because we've already done so many
like
things.
You guys probably don't want to hear us talk about
on each conference
that much more. Yeah,
right, but since this is our last video, Jess, I have to ask you, what do you think, one, what was the best conference and the worst conference to you? And two, what was, like, the steal the show game, in your opinion, of all the conferences?
Bethesda was the best conference as far as presentation and, like, pacing, I thought, and everything like that. Bethesda was the best. I loved their, like, roller coaster theme little map, and I loved the... They had a thesis. Everyone else was just like, oh, leave this game. But the Bethesda was like,
you know,
we
what?
Are organized.
I have to agree. I think Bethesda was the best. And if we're talking, like, big three, I think Nintendo is... Yeah, actually, I might take Nintendo over Bethesda, but I'm not sure. I think Bethesda did have the best of all the things. They had games.
Nintendo's was pretty short.
It was, so...
Microsoft, definitely not. Microsoft was
worst,
the worst.
Worst. Agree. I don't even have to
so
think about it.
So long.
It was long, and there
and
were, like,
crazy.
80 games, but I also feel like there were no games.
Yeah. I was like, there's a whole bunch of stuff I don't care about, and but then...
It was, like, the Schrodinger's cat of conferences. It was both all the games and none of the games at once.
As far as, like, steal the show game, that's a little hard, because I feel like there weren't a ton of, like, new IP or new game that we didn't know about. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people already kind of told us, so there wasn't a lot of, like, shocking moments.
Mm-hmm.
Something about this for a second.
Okay, so for me, like, while you're figuring that, because yeah, I actually definitely. I thought about this, like, 4 hours ago, because I've just been, you know, at home watching E3. But, oddly enough, and this is partially what, this is what I think, but also what I feel like will be the consensus for, like, how people think. I would say, oddly enough, I think it's Metroid Prime 4, only because this is something that people have been, like, literally, like, it's, honestly, it was to the point where I'm like, God, can this game come out? Because I don't want to hear, I mean, I want it to, but, like, we need to stop talking about Metroid. So, I think it's Metroid. If it wasn't that, which I can, it's like, I mean, it's just a freaking title screen, but I don't know, it's E3, you don't really need a whole lot. Other than that, it would be Beyond Good and Evil, for the same reason. Yeah, but I would have to give it to, I think I'm gonna have to give it to Metroid, because I think, I don't know, to me, I think the, like, angst about it was bigger than for Beyond Good and Evil, but once again, I'm not in that community, maybe...
So your
maybe,
angst might have been a little bigger, exactly. But yeah, who knows?
But, but, like, my vibe from feeling out both communities is, I think I've, like, I feel like I've heard a lot about Metroid every year from fans. I can't say the same thing for Beyond Good and Evil, and, like, once again, maybe I'm just not in the right circles, but that's my thing on Steal the Show game.
I think you might be right as far as, like, the conference itself is concerned and, like, the overall audience.
Yeah.
But for me, mm-hmm. personally, the, you know, the Steal the Show, you know, of my heart was Ori. Even though they didn't give us hardly anything. And they didn't give us a release date or a release date window.
I know.
I was, like, not expecting it at all. Blew my mind. I'm so stoked. It's going to be amazing. It's one of the, my favorite games that I frequently forget is one of my favorite games. That's Ori.
Yeah, I know. Ori's so good.
It's fantastic.
There's so many, I definitely want to sit down and make a, like, we'll have to do before we actually would film or record anything, but I would definitely want to make, like, a list of favorite games of all time, because I feel like we talk about them a lot, but we don't actually, like, remember them ever quite well. Yeah. Except for, like, the big ones, like Mario 64. Like, yeah, I know it's one of my favorite games of all time. You know, it's not, I don't gotta think about that. But yeah, that's a really good one. That's like a sleeper hit that I feel like, once again, no one's talking about that. Guys, well, Ori 2 came out.
Wasn't that much details surrounding
it. I know, and it was also, like in the big cluster of games.
Yeah, I was like, oh. I was, like, almost asleep by the time I came out. I was like, wait, what's happening? You know, it's Ori. Yeah. Oh, okay. Because it was such a long conference. It was at the end.
I know, but that's definitely a sleeper hit.
Yeah. Ori. So that's for me. Ori that's two. That is the number one thing I'm most excited for going forward.
For me, I guess the thing I still am most excited for would be Metroid 4, but, you know, it's so far out that, obviously, Mario Odyssey, but I already knew about that, so I don't really count
right,
that.
Right, it's like a duh answer.
I think of things that I didn't already know that are, like, actually, like, gonna come out at some point soon, it would probably be Kirby, I think.
Ooh, yeah.
So I love Kirby.
I'm very excited about this.
But I don't know if I have to give it a little bit more thought. The other ones I thought about before, so it was easy, but... yeah, so, yeah, we're done with our E3 coverage. Yay. So, yeah, guys, let us know what you thought of Nintendo's conference, of the weird, vague Pokemon mainline drama. If you have thoughts on the 3DS Switch conundrum of...
Yeah, weigh in, because I need a little support. I'm just saying.
I know, but, well, we need to... We gotta kind of wait, though, to let it all, like, play, because you don't have, like... It's like, we're all typing hypothetical, because you don't have the Switch yet. At least when you have it, because you can be like, these are how... You can, it'll be mm-hmm. more... It'll be a more rounded conversation. Even though I don't think you'll change your mind. I honestly don't. But at least you'll have all the parts. So, yeah, let us know about the Switch DS conundrum, 3DS conundrum, what your thoughts are on that. Weird Pokemon, vague mainland game. What you thought your Steal the Show game was, either from the public eye or your own personal opinion. Just, like, literally anything about E3 or Nintendo's conference specifically. Do you guys watch Treehouse? I don't watch Treehouse because I think it's too long.
I just try to get the updates online.
Yeah, I just wait for people to just go on Twitter, and then that's my Treehouse. So yeah,
Twitter is my Treehouse.
Twitter is my Treehouse. The ultimate Treehouse. So yeah, let us know what you guys were thinking on that. You can obviously comment on YouTube, which is youtube.com/bit is our channel. Or if you're on the podcast or just want to reach out in a different way, we are on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Bit Gaming. We are on Facebook at Bit Gamers. And our website that connects you to literally everything is bitbitgamers.com. So yeah, let us know what you guys were thinking. Thanks for watching this or listening to it. Rate us on our podcast stuff. Like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, or vice versa if you want to check that out on either way. But yeah, this has been E3. Thanks for joining us, guys. We're excited to eventually calm down and then return.
We'll come back to you with our regular
programming. Return to our normal discussions of games in a, you know, nice general sense of games that we've played.
You know, and on that note, a lot of games if you ever have a topic idea for us, feel free to shoot it our way on all the social media channels that Janet just mentioned.
Yeah.
And thanks for watching.
Bye.